Channel 2 over. Beginning of Channel 2 over and a continuation of the visit of Ms. Chitty this Friday night at supper, the 3rd of September, 1971. Channel 2 over. Beginning of Channel 2 over and a continuation of the visit of Ms. Chitty this Friday night at supper, the 3rd of September, 1971. Channel 2 over and a continuation of the visit of Ms. Chitty this Friday night at supper, the 3rd of September, 1971. I remember I was cleaning up one time, and there's a whole lot of old letters that accumulated there. And I thought, oh, there's no use carrying these around anymore. And you know, I threw those away, and they were some of Faye's daddy's letters. And they were nice ones, just as nice as they could be.
You want to have a dip?
I won't have a dip. Thank you. I never did dip. I don't even smoke. I never did smoke. I dip
I
either.
I didn't smoke either.
But you dipped, I guess, a long time ago.
Pretty near all my life, I used to know.
Did all you did when you was a girl, I guess.
Yes, when I was a kid going to...
What you doing with your pocketbook? Are you going to... You think you're about ready to get up?
I had to get in it.
Oh, you had to get in it.
Oh.
She asked me to have a dip.
I see.
Well...
I lost my...
I'm...
There.
Mr. Miles has lost his pipe, ain't he?
Lost his pipe. Oh.
Well,
he's lost his shoes.
Whenever you feel like you need to make it to get to your game, why, guy said he'd drive you over. Or else we'll just kidnap you and keep you for the night.
No, I've got to go home. Cause they have a fit.
Oh, they'd have a fit.
Margaret got, they're going to get me. One bottle of pills, two bottles of pills, one jar
of
medicine, and another a bottle of medicine, and another bottle of it.
Did she go today?
Yes, she would have. They hadn't been very long gone when you come.
I see.
Hadn't been long gone. Come back, you mean?
No, they'd gone to Williston.
Oh,
when
I see.
That's right, and Betty Ann
come
had
over
gone.
There.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Betty Ann went with them. Not she must have, or she don't want to come on over.
Miss Chitty, old Frankie seems to be the one of the healthiest fellows I ever saw. Isn't he healthy?
Well, some ways he is, and some ways he ain't. Sometimes he's, he says he's a good guy. But I feel like I could smoke a cigarette from here to the store.
Oh!
No. Anybody's been quit smoking as long as you have.
Yeah.
Don't tempt yourself anymore, son.
Yeah.
And you lady folks can't ride over with us and take a peek at your cards.
Well, Miss Chitty, it's a little.
Tonight, I guess.
We're just not quite as gay as you are. We don't stay up till midnight.
Well.
I didn't go to bed till nearly. Well, it was 2 o'clock yesterday one night, today.
You mean what did you do? Play cards?
No, I sat up there and watched
television.
Yes, and he went off. Gonna listen to news till it went off. And then I listened to the preacher till he read what he was gonna preach and he went off. Then last night I listened to the what comes wrong after everything's off.
I don't know. Star Spangled Banner.
That was it.
Yeah.
And turn the radio off, come to bed. Merv Griffin.
Uh-huh.
I listen to that till he goes off. Then I want to get in and turn something up.
Uh-huh.
But won't play no more. I can reach me so bad sometimes.
Now, what is that, Miss Amy?
I said, I listen to Merv Griffin.
Yeah.
So he goes off, and then sometimes
it
just gets all tore or silent. He looks like he's just wanting to get all across
the
television.
Yeah, yeah.
Something gets wrong, and I want to get in and finish tearing it up.
Yeah, finish tearing it up.
You just don't like to go to bed early, do you?
No, man. Well, before I got sick, I couldn't go to sleep, but later in I wrote, when I'd come, I'd wrote. Now, it's just that wearing your bed out and yourself too when you can't go to sleep.
Yes.
When there's something you can be doing.
So
I got to where I pray with the bingo cards by myself. I pray with them pretty good by myself. And it's just to my Betty Ann, because you said that one Christmas, Aunt Isleen, I can buy and give her a box of 20 bingo cards, you know, and the bingo buttons, tabs, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
And then next Christmas, two, three Christmases after that, my mama bought her a box that had, I think, 70 different games in it.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And it had another bingo set in. So there's 20 cards to each one of these bingos.
Yeah.
And I put them together.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I've got a marker. I know which is the new ones, which is old. I got an O on the old ones and an N on the new one.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I tie them apart. And the way I do them, I take and count out 4 new ones put across you, 4 old ones put across you, and I put the rest, the other, see, I'll count them out in fours, and then I think there's 5 to each pile after I've got my 2 down.
Well, you just sit there and entertain yourself, don't you?
You think we better move?
And
I think Miss Chitty's ready. Yes. Sir.
And try the hardest you ever seen anybody. I get to think, no, why can't I go to sleep?
Well, you got to try it.
And I have sat there and played with them bingos.
Until you just go
and
to
I just
get tired.
I'd have my hands full of little tabs, you know. And I'd be looking for a number I want to go to. And that kind of,
oh.
Well, I'd wake up to start again.
Oh!
And I'm going to sleep again. I said, well, doggone you, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to bed. By the time I get to bed, I get ready for bed, my prayer and all that. Get on, and then I'm going to let me go to sleep, please. And I'll leave them out. And I'm going to get up and go play bingo.
Well, tell you're talking about your hands being so weak and all. They say this is a good exercise. Stretch them just as far as you can.
Yes.
Do this way. Have you ever tried doing
I've
that?
I've tried way? That. But you know, when I go pick up anything, my hand, I can't pick it up with one hand. I've got to have 2 hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it, but they say this is good exercise for
yeah.
you to take. Maybe it might strengthen them in some way.
I'll tell you another exercise. Just hold your hands out there.
Well,
just hold them out there for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But stay in your fingers, my fingers.
Give you. All right. Of course, you can count sheep.
How about
I can't count them. I get tired of counting. They won't.
Yeah.
Well,
I get
your puff. And we just had enjoyed having you.
Glad to have met you.
Well, you all come over and see us sometime.
We sure are.
And just use your puff now for what you want to do with it. Look at it.
Oh, that's a bread.
That's your bread. Get your puff. And I bet you got some pretty aprons.
No, ma'am, I have one.
You don't have many pretty aprons?
No.
You're going to have to get you a stick like I've got.
Channel 2 over around 100 to 150 in the end of the visit with Miss Chitty this Friday supper, the 3rd of September 1971. Channel 2 over around 100 to 150, the end of the visit with Miss Chitty this Friday night, the 3rd of September 1971. Channel 2 over. And the end of the visit with Miss Chitty at supper this Friday night, the 3rd of September, 1971.